In a crowd of over 150 citizens, several constituents expressed their diverse opinions during the public comment portion of the task force's first town hall on tax reform in Utah. One issue in particular, funding for K-12 public education, was raised repeatedly by speakers. Under the current tax system, income tax revenue is reserved for education, which comprises over half of the state budget. Due to economic and demographic changes in Utah, the other revenue silos for non-education programs are not meeting the demand, according to legislators. Though the state is facing an array of challenges, including housing, transportation, and air quality, advocates for more education funding, including Heidi Matthews, president of the Utah Education Association, advise citizens not to be misled by this depiction of education funding.
It suggests that education is funded very well and is robust, but the reality is that we're the lowest per pupil funded in the nation, and it's misleading to suggest that we are flush with funds.
Utah spends on average the least per student in the entire United States. Educators like Matthews are concerned possible tax reform could reduce or impede the K-12 funding currently guaranteed by provisions of the state constitution.
We want our state to be prosperous, and we want all of our needs of our students and our citizens to be met, but we do not want a tax structure that's on the backs of our students.
The bottom line, according to Matthews, is the state needs more revenue and for the value of education to be reflected in the state budget.
Education is a value that we share across our state and in all of our families and is essential for the success of our state and of our individual kids.
Matthews says the UEA will advocate at each of the town halls across the state wearing red for education. For more information and a complete list of upcoming town halls, visit upr.org. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Max Roberts.